That auto insurance reform law, signed with a flourish by Governor Whitmer last week, has not exactly settled questions and debate about whether we're going to see premiums go down. Supporters say many drivers could save thousands every year. Critics disagree. Let's see if Eric Lufer can help shed light on this. He's with the nonpartisan think tank, the Citizens Research Council of Michigan. Eric, let's cut right to the chase. Do you think car insurance rates will go down because of this new law?
Yeah, there is a lot of reason to think that it will. Will it for everyone? I don't know. But we spent a lot of time looking at the health insurance side of the law and the changes that were made through the bill that was signed last week do a lot to rein in those costs and provide customers choice, which allows them to find a product that suits them. It's an insurance program, so in choosing lower cost, you might be putting yourself at risk, but the end result is you should save money. So, yeah, I think there's a real opportunity to save money with the bill that was signed.
Why are some arguing, then, that many Michiganders will still see their car insurance rates increase under this new law? Why are we hearing that?
Well, first of all, this is a deal that benefits the insurance companies and is being sold to you by the government, and we don't have a long track record of trusting either one of those entities. But if we do, then we look at how the changes are being made. A lot of changes are made to reduce the cost of insuring in our inner cities, Detroit and Pontiac and Flint and so on. So if you're going to rein in those costs, but it still costs money for the insurers to make sure all of us are going to be protected, those costs have to be shifted somewhere. And I think that creates some level of uncertainty. The bill is so new. There was so little time between when it was introduced, when it was voted on, when it was signed into law, that there hasn't been a lot of time to digest it. But just looking at sort of doing the math in your head, I think it creates some suspicion that some are going to win and some are going to lose. But you know, we just don't know yet. It's so new.
So it's so new, we're not even sure yet who will win and who will lose? Is that what I think I hear you say?
Yeah, I think that's it. The insurance companies haven't had time to digest it, so they can't feed us information on how they're going to make changes and who's going to be affected by it.
Yeah, there has been a lot written, a lot said, expressing concern for people who've been injured in car crashes, people who've been getting those unlimited medical and care benefits. What does this new law hold for those people?
So one of the major aspects of this law is to control the cost when you're in an auto accident. The way the old law was written, the insurers had to pay the amount that was charged. And when you ever get a statement from your insurance company, it would say the hospital, the doctor, the x-ray technician charged this much, but we have told them we would pay that much. But the auto insurers always have to pay that first amount. So they did some changes in the law that will change that, allow for a lesser amount to be charged. And so that's going to affect the healthcare providers, right? This is how they were making a living with what they were doing. For hospitals and primary care physician, it will cost, you know, they'll have to do some evening out and try to figure out how to make things work. But there's a lot of healthcare providers for those people that were seriously injured, those that benefited from this lifetime benefit aspect of what we had. And so this closed head injuries, the spinal injuries, there's places, clinics that exist to serve those people. And if those costs are going to be reduced in major ways, there's a question of whether they'll be around to serve people that have already been injured and people that will be injured in the future. Will they get the care that they need in the specialized way that we've been able to do in Michigan that many states don't have that because of the different insurance programs?
So we're not sure at this point what this may hold, especially if someone's been relying on a particular, let's say, closed head injury treatment center that may not be able to stay open.
That's exactly the point, yes.
Yeah, and then you did comment on how quickly this bill moved through the legislature with that one-hour public hearing and then zipping off to get signed by the governor during the Mackinac Policy Conference. And the Detroit News is telling us lawmakers already had to make one fix to this law, this reform law, because if they didn't fix it, there would have been a spike in the price of auto insurance.
You know, that's the price you pay for doing something so quick. Government is meant to work slowly to have eyes on proposals and get input and see how different people were affected. And I don't think anybody is served under any circumstance when things are rushed through the way that this was. It's nothing against this one. It is, in general, we intend government to work slow and to be a mediator between the different interests of society. Yes, we've been talking about no-fault reform for many, many years, and the proposals were out there. But you have drafters putting this together overnight. They're tired. They want to get home to their kids. Mistakes are made, and if you don't have time to read through it and ask questions, then this is the result you get. And there'll be many other cleanups beside the one that they had to do yesterday.
You know, this new law, as you commented earlier, bans insurers from using this whole big range of non-driving factors in setting rates. So gender and education level, marital status, whether or not you own a home, your occupation, credit scores, zip codes. And it's being looked at as one of the broadest, and if you're an insurer, one of the toughest non-driving factor bans in the country. Do you feel it will make a substantial difference in what we pay?
Depends on who you are.
Uh-huh.
If you're one of those people that were negatively affected by those means of scoring, then yes, you should benefit from it. You know, I'm a white male, middle-aged, and I probably I benefited from it. How I'm going to be affected in the future remains to be seen.
You know, there is so much finger-pointing and you know, opposing claims being batted back and forth by supporters and detractors since this bill was signed into law. So how can people who want to make the best decisions know whom to believe?
That's a good question. You know, it took so long to get something done because this was an issue that really was a zero-sum game. You had healthcare providers on one side and insurers on the other. We often lost track of the fact that there are people at the end of this, people that are harmed because of auto accidents and need the care going forward. So, you know, who's out there to trust? Well, I think there's media members. The fact that you're doing this and the Detroit News and others are trying to get information to the people going forward. The state has a financial insurance bureau that's meant to get information out, and a part of the law is to try to use that conduit, use their website to do more to distribute information. You know, I don't know. I wish I had a better answer for you.
I'm sure a lot of Michiganders do as well, Eric. I think there is certainly safe to say that no one really knows how this reform law is going to play out.
Yeah, that's the tough part right now, is it's so new and it's going to take a while for the dust to settle and we can figure out where we are and where we're going.
Eric Lufer, Citizens Research Council of Michigan. Eric, thank you so much.
My pleasure.